Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is Danny Anderson, who's running for County Commissioner District 4, right? District 4?
Correct.
Okay. I've been doing a lot of these candidate interviews, and I got to admit, sometimes I even confuse myself. But why don't you tell us a little bit about where you live in District 4?
I live in Killeary, Minnesota. I own an automotive shop right here in town. And pretty rural area up here, and part of the fire department and all that as well. So.
And how long have you lived in Beltrami County?
I have lived here since 2004.
Since 2004, okay. And so you own an automotive shop. Is there, and you work with the Kellyer Fire Department? That's a volunteer organization, right?
Correct.
And is there any other role? Are there any other roles in the community you may have served in the past?
No, that's pretty much it. Kellyer's kind of a small town. So
right. And is this your first political campaign?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, what made you want to run for county board this year?
Just get a fresh mind on some new policies and stuff, and just trying to, move forward with some other issues and such like that.
Are there any particular issues that really motivated you to run this campaign?
I'm just looking for representation for the whole district. I feel that we haven't been represented all that great, so I'm just kind of looking to expand that and work for everybody in my constituencies in my whole district. So.
Well, I'll ask a few questions on some specific county issues. Lately, there has been some controversy over last-minute additions to the board's agenda, most notably these resolutions like that pretty much say a statement of the county, like a refugee resettlement action and a resolution requesting the governor to allow businesses in rural counties to reopen amid the COVID pandemic. Do you think commissioners should be able to add these sort of hot topic agenda items in this manner?
Yes.
All right. My next question is on some of the financial issues this county faces, which largely relate to unfunded mandates from the state. Specifically, out-of-home placements for children is a significant cost to the county, and while there has been some progress made, Minnesota is one of the few states in the country that has local governments pay the largest share of the costs, compared to other states where it's covered mostly by state and federal dollars. Is there anything you think the county can do about unfunded mandates?
I'll try to do the best they can as far as within the county, and then I'll try to see if there's any other avenues available and trying to get more funding available for that kind of stuff.
Like petitioning to the state and stuff for more dollars for
Correct.
These sort of programs? Okay.
Correct.
Well, my last prepared question, we're just zipping through this, is the Beltrami County Jail has come under considerable public scrutiny and has received some serious fix-it orders from the Department of Corrections, among many other issues and items. What are your thoughts on the possibility of the new jail?
I have to see from all sides of it, whether it's feasible, cheaper to build, and kind of looking at it, just kind of roughly. I haven't really dug real in depth with it yet, but it sounds like it might be cheaper to build. Unfortunately, it's the Department of Corrections forcing the county to make the changes because it doesn't meet their requirements. So now it's definitely going to be a hot topic and a big deal. Now, if we don't build, then we're forced to use other counties far as for inmates and stuff, and then we gotta pay our deputies and whoever for transport to other counties and such like that. So
yeah, it's an expensive program, that's for sure. Well, is there any other issue or topic you wanted to be sure we mentioned about your campaign before we wrap this up?
And other than just now that I want to represent my whole district, and just excited to move out and get started with my political career here and work for the everybody in my county. So.
All right. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me today. Danny Anderson for District 4.